O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is John 16, verses 12 through 15. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Holy Spirit, Living Breath of God by Keith Getty and Stuart Townend. Solo violin opens with a theme from Gabriel's oboe, then a simple guitar motif sets the tone for this modern hymn that captures various facets of the Holy Spirit.
Forever and ever. Amen. John 16, verses 12 through 15. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you.
In our passage today, we get to be flies on the wall as Jesus spends his final night with his disciples before he goes to the cross. A lot happens on this evening: the washing of the disciples' feet, the institution of the Lord's Supper, Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. But John also tells us of many things Jesus taught them on that night. And one area of focus for Jesus was preparing his disciples for what will happen when he ascends to the Father's right hand. What will life be like for the disciples when Jesus is no longer physically with them? The natural temptation might be to think that this would be a huge loss, but Jesus tells them it is actually an advantage, because he will send his Spirit, the Helper, to them. And just prior to our passage today, Jesus teaches about what the Spirit will do out in the world. He will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. But then in verse 12, he turns specifically to the 12 to share what the Spirit will do in them. He explains four characteristics about the Spirit's work in the 12. First, he will guide them into all truth. Second, the Spirit will bear Jesus' very authority. Third, he will declare to the apostles the things that are to come. And lastly, he will glorify Jesus. To put it all together, Jesus is speaking about how the Holy Spirit will inspire the apostles to go preach and teach the gospel and to write down their teaching, which is the very New Testament we have in our Bibles today. Sometimes people might think, you know, I really like all this stuff Jesus says and does, but the rest of the New Testament seems too dogmatic, not really into what the apostles said. But our scripture today gives a powerful, unbreakable connection between the apostles and Jesus. Everything they taught and wrote, they did with Jesus' own authority and Jesus' Spirit. It's a package deal. If someone asks you, why do you believe the New Testament? A good answer is that it was written by the apostles, who were personally commissioned by Jesus himself. A natural question that might arise is the Spirit still doing this today? Not exactly. The Spirit's work of inspiration is complete. He inspired the apostles to write Scripture with God's own authority. It's God-breathed, and we're told in Revelation that the Bible is complete. It won't be added to. But while we don't expect the Spirit to add more inspired revelation, he is still active in our lives as he illuminates us to understand and internalize what is already written. The Spirit is at work when we open up God's Word. He is planting Scripture into our hearts and making it bear fruit. As verse 14 said, he is still in the business of glorifying Jesus. We could say that he is like a spotlight. A spotlight doesn't draw attention to itself. It really isn't even noticeable, but it draws attention to what it's pointed at. In these next few moments, pray that the Spirit would fill you today, showing you the glory of Jesus and planting God's Word deep in your heart. Thank you.
Let's close now with this prayer from St. Augustine. Breathe in me, Holy Spirit, that I may think what is holy. Move me, Holy Spirit, that I may do what is holy. Attract me, Holy Spirit, that I may love what is holy. Strengthen me, Holy Spirit, that I may guard what is holy. Guard me, Holy Spirit, that I may keep what is holy. Amen.